probably the same topics we typically discuss, Commissioner, how things are going in coal production and power production in Lincoln County, and where the latest numbers are, and any changes there. Well, how are things looking?
The Rocky Mountain Power discussions, IRP, is still going on. I'm attending those, and they're still looking at shutting down in 2025, which is not the good news. The mine itself appears to be fairly solvent. The new corporation is getting a foothold, but their coal sales are down. That's all there is to it. The whole picture has not changed dramatically. COVID is making it worse. The coal supply to the Trona fields is still down in volume, which brings taxes down, ad valorem taxes. And so that picture, we will be front and center again in the IRP negotiations. Discussions, I guess, is better to do it. We've got the one unit now here that burning natural gas on it, but that is critical for this county in the future, always has been on our plate for how we're going to proceed for the next 10 years, is that coal can determine. The power plant and the coal are 50% of the taxes paid in Lincoln County. That's just the simple, hard numbers of what it is. And so that is something. Coal technology, we are very forefront on it. We've started a new system down here. We went in a partnership with a company coming in here to try to convert coal to diesel, which they can do, and Jet A fuel. We sold them a piece of property. They have it. They're in it. They're looking a year from now, trying to be actually in some kind of building mode and getting ready to do that. New coal technology is part of the future. There's no doubt about it. And we want to be very much a part of that. So we stay in the coal business and keep our people employed. That's still what it's all about. We need to keep jobs. And it's kind of the bottom line to that one.
Commissioner, Commissioner, speaking of coal technology, we were told earlier in the month that Rocky Mountain Power, in their new IRP, they were willing to at least consider and talk more about carbon capture as part of the IRP. Is there how optimistic are you with that?
We're still not having a lot of headway right into there, but the legislation that Senator Dockstetter sponsored has a very definite part in it that they have to sell the plant under certain conditions. We're still very much forefront in there. We are not backing off on that philosophy to go with. If you remove the CO2 from the air, there's a market for it now in re-injection of wells, and that's what's going on in the Converse County country and stuff. We want to be a part of that business and take the CO2 out of the air. There's a win-win here for everybody on the whole thing if we go about it right, and everybody just listens to the technology, the actual facts, and what it is. I've been in the coal industry my entire career in some form or fashion. Coal's always stuck around. I don't think coal will ever go away totally. It shouldn't. There's too much in it. There's too many other chemicals in it. It's what makes windmill blades, the carbons. It's what makes the solar panels. All the rare earth minerals in it are just enormous in there. We need to be part of that technology, and we need to convince Rocky Mountain Power to get into that technology.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, what about some of the other, you mentioned natural gas, of course, being used. There was talk of, at one point before COVID, of ExxonMobil expanding in the South Lincoln area, and then those plans were delayed. Is that expansion still going to take part in the future, or are they put on hold indefinitely?
You're actually accurate that it's on hold. All of those industries are on hold. The oil and gas industry is suffering just as much as coal when we talk about this subject, and it's a huge piece of our ad valorem taxes. We need to get the drilling. We need to keep whatever we wind up with an administration in Washington. We are in oil and gas. Southwestern Wyoming supplies huge amounts to this state and to the nation. It's the home of the Opal Hub, 24 pipelines, natural gas, in 15 western states. And so we need to be a part of that. But no, that expansion is on hold from the last conversations we had with Exxon. We are very much hoping that they will go from 21% of the world's maker of helium to up to 28, 29, which would be a lot of jobs and a lot of opportunity for us here in southwestern Wyoming. But this morning on the whole picture, we're of the three commissioners, we've been waiting for what the president did on the relief package bill. Unfortunately, them holding him hostage has an upside and a downside. We don't absolutely agree with the money being spent in the wrong places. But by that same token, we've got businesses going down and stuff. That's been the thrust of us for the last 2 weeks, trying to figure out what is going to happen with that, and quite frankly, dealing with all the weekly, almost public health orders that comes out of the state, trying to keep our businesses afloat and keep our economy running. Just basically keep the basic economy running. We just can't go on hold. Life will go on. We will get through this pandemic. And like I said, that relief bill, we will be having a special meeting tomorrow. If you hadn't seen that, Duke, we will be looking at the applications from the latest $12 million the governor pushed out to try to help nonprofits and people. Will be looking for food banks. We'll be looking for all the people that run 501c3 types of organizations that have been suffering from the COVID relief. And like I said, that package is, this thing's going down extremely fast. It took place all that really literally last week. And like I said, we've already announced a special meeting at 9 o'clock tomorrow where we will be reviewing. And it's just a public meeting where we will be going through the applications. And like I said, we've reached out to search and rescue food banks, anybody that runs a 501c3 and how they try to do it. And we're looking for directly affected by the COVID costs or the reduction of what you were able to earn, if that makes sense, Duke.
Absolutely.
And so if people can get a hold of our the county and get it's a one-page application. We need receipts, obviously, but it also can be for funds to help. We're not out of this COVID yet. That's all there is to it. And so those food bank systems that have done an excellent, excellent job of trying to get help to people that need it, because this is what we're working on full bore right now. And I want to get that very much across to the taxpayers this morning. We're trying to get some money out to the people on the ground, the local people, to survive the local things and not get this high picture that comes out of Washington where they can't agree on anything, literally. And like I said, it literally, our position is we're holding a president hostage trying to spend money on people overseas, and we need to keep the money at home if we're going to do anything. We need the people in their jobs. Small businesses is what makes southwestern Wyoming go, and we're very much part of that picture of those small businesses. We lose them. We lose population. Our unemployment rate is down right now, but there's only one reason it's down is that because the people that lost their jobs have left. And that's people have got to realize that when they see that number. I can't speak loud enough to what that is. All the three of us have been doing for 2 weeks is trying to get ready to try to help that through. And while we were over the weekend watching it, if he had not signed the bill, then we would not have had the opportunity. We would have had to have it done all by Friday. We can now try to work with that $12 million and try to put some of it on the ground. And like I said, that's direct funding. We will get the check actually to us. We have fought very hard for that. Don't make us wait 6 months to get paid for this stuff. Don't make us wait 6 months knowing whether we can get reimbursed or how it's going to be handled. Give us the money. Let us dole it out. Let us answer directly to the people as we do it.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley with us. And speaking of COVID, Commissioner, what have your conversations been with statewide and local public health officials in regards to the vaccine? And of course, the healthcare industry is excited about it, the potential it has to end the pandemic. So when will Lincoln County and Western Wyoming, do you expect to see that be more available to the public? What have the conversations been there?
The Moderna has already been sent into the county on the doses for the hospitals and what you call the emergency workers, the direct in-line people. And so those doses, and we'll get another dose of that. But the general public, we're telling them it's going to be at least a couple of months probably before that's out there. They have specific priority lists. You can actually look them up on their website on what they recommend and their recommendations. And so, it's a general purpose use, but we really have high hopes that they will have it out to the general public who wants to take it. And that's going to be one of the key things. And in a couple of months, I think you're hearing the delays, and this is a typical bureaucracy system. Don't get me wrong. We have to depend on them when they get it in here. But the first load that came in here was about 800 doses split between the county and the two distribution centers, which is basically the hospitals. And they'll be taking that care of the emergency workers who are working right with the COVID patients. And it goes right down to EMS, fire, people like that are in direct contact with COVID people, I guess is the best way to put it. And so, but there is optimism around it. And I want the people to know that if that's what you're looking for, we'll get it out. We'll get it here. And, we'll get it to the people as quickly as possible. When we get it, you guys have been excellent in making your announcements, and that's how we will, I'm assuming, do that in the future, is try to do some of that once it gets out to a public distribution, because that, I think, is the concern. How do I, as John Q. Citizen, if I want to get it, how do I get it? When it reaches that point, we'll make sure everybody has the knowledge and the ability to do that, Duke.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley joining us this morning. Commissioners, always appreciate your time. And before we close out here, I do got to ask, it's weird to say, it's probably even stranger to hear, but this is the last time we'll have you on the air as Lincoln County Commissioner. So we appreciate your service to the county and your willingness to work with us here at SVI. And what's next for you, Commissioner Conley, once the change is made?
I just want to say thank you to the people for allowing me to be able to do this stuff. Somebody's got to stay in this fight. We've got to keep as strong as a county, and we've got to be part of the fight, Washington. And that's what takes the time in our positions, is you've got to make the reach clear to Washington to affect some of this. And as most people know around the rules under the COVID, you know, how it's handled statewide, our input, our voice has got to be heard. And I appreciate the opportunity to have done that shit with you. What SVI does, you're doing an excellent job, and I hope the people of Lincoln County understand that, how you've tried to expand everything to Lincoln County, so we know what's going on.
That's Commissioner Kent Conley this morning on the SVI Radio Network. Commissioner, thank you.